This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Hamafresh, Miksas Truma Umaisreis, Maitzi Mimenu Truma Alav, Avalo Lamakam Acher. Once some of the Truma or Maiser has been separated from a pile of produce, one may continue to separate the rest of that pile's Truma from within it, but one may no longer separate Truma from that pile on behalf of another. Reb Meir Omer Af Maitzi Hu Lamakam Acher Truma Umaisrus. Reb Meir said that one may continue to take Truma from that very pile, and that is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumais Perek Dalet Mishnah Beis. Mi shahayu pei reisav bamegura v'nasan sa'ah leven levi u'sa'ah la'ani mafrish ad shmoine se'ien v'oichlin divrei Reb Meir. If a worker is offered food by his employer, whom he does not usually trust to separate maisris, but he saw the employer give one saw to a Levi and another saw to the poor, then the worker may eat up to 8 saw of his employer's food, which is the 80% left after the necessary 10% each was given to the Levi and the poor. He need not see the boss, the employer, give truma, since people are always trusted to give truma. The Chachamim said that the worker may only eat that one meal for which the employer, the boss, invited him, since he cannot assume that everything the employer gave was meant as miser. Perhaps some was meant as a gift. He may only presume that the employer separated and tithed enough for that one meal. That's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechtas Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Gimel. Shir Truma, Ayin Yafa, Echad Ma'arboyim. The amount separated as Truma for those who are generous is 1 out of every 40th. Beishamai Oimrim, Mishloishim. Beishamai said 1/30th. Vahabeinanis, Mechamishim. For those who are average, it is 1/50th. Vihara Meshishim. For those who are stingy, it is 1/60th. Toram va'ala biyadei echad meshishim, truma ve'eno tzarech litraim. If a person separated by estimate and came out with 1/60th, his truma is valid, and he need not add any more. Chozar v'hoisiv chayev v'maisrais. If he added more anyway, what he added is not considered truma. It is considered like the rest of the remaining tevel, which still requires maiser to be separated from it. Ola biyadai meshishim v'echad truma v'yachzer v'yitraim kemo shu lamad b'mida u'bamishkol u'baminyan. If he came out with 1/160th, his truma is valid, but he should then add what he is used to separating, increasing the count up to 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th, and what he then adds is also considered truma. The extra amount may be measured precisely either by size, by weight, or counting it by number, unlike the general halacha we saw in Perek Aleph Mishnah Zayin, that truma must be separated by estimate. Reb Yehuda Omer, Av Shalo Min Hamukov. Reb Yehuda added that the extra amount may be separated at a distance, unlike what we saw in Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, that usually you have to separate it, Truma, from close to its pile. And that's the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. Ha'omer l'shluchay tseyu troim, toyrem kedatri shel bal habayis. If a person appoints someone to separate Truma on his behalf, that person must separate according to the owner's preference, meaning either 1/40th, 1/50th, or 1/60th. Im eina yedeya daiti shel bal habayis toyim ka beinanis echad mechamishim. If he does not know, he must separate the average amount, which is 1/50th. Piches asara ohoisif asara trumasa truma. If he made a mistake and separated 1/40th or 1/60th, thinking that this is what the owner wanted, it is still a valid truma. Im niskaven lahoisif afilu achas, ein trumasa truma. If he deliberately gave even one more than the owner wanted, his truma is invalid. That is the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Hamarbe Betruma, Reb Eliezer Omer, Echad Ma'asara, Ketrumas Meiser. Reb Eliezer said that the maximum amount of truma that a person can give is 1 out of every 10, 1/10, the same amount as Trumas Meiser. Yosemikan, Yasenu Trumas Meiser, Lemakam Acher. If he gives more than that, then his valid truma, which is 1/10, is now mixed together with the tevel that still requires maiser, which is the portion above 1/10. His only option is to trade it with a levi who can make it into terumas maiser for his own maiser. That's why the Mishnah says yaser mikan yasenu terumas maiser lemakum acher, and that's the way to fix it up. Reb Yishmol Oimer, Mechse Chulin u Mechse Truma. Shmuel said that the maximum amount of Truma a person can give is half of his whole produce. Reb Tarfin, Reb Akiva Oimerim, Ad She Yishayer Shom Chulin. Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva said that he may give as much as he wishes, provided that he leaves over some small amount as chulin, and that is the end of Mishnah Hey. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav, B'shloisha Prakim, Misharim, Es HaKalkola, B'churos, B'Saiofos, U'Be'emsa HaKayetz. Although Truma is separated by estimate, Miser must be separated in an exact measure. So when measuring fruit in a basket for Miser, one must take into account the size of the fruit based on the three different times of the year. Early in the season, when the fruit is still plump and large. Late in the season, when the fruit has dried and shriveled to a smaller size. In the middle of the summer, when the fruits are in between these two sizes. One may not take one basket of fruit measured at one season of the year as Miser for 10 baskets at a different season, since the fruit change in size. Hamayne mishubach. The best is to calculate the fruit by counting of the fruit itself. Ve hamaydeid mishubach memenu. Even better is to measure them, since some fruit are larger than others. V'hashoykel mishubach mishloshton, and it is best to calculate by the weight, and that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Reb Eliezer Omer, Truma oyla be'echad u'meya. Reb Eliezer said that if Truma gets mixed with chulin, it becomes bottle at 101. Meaning 100 measures of chulin against the one measure of truma. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, b'meya va'oid, va'oidze ein loishir. Rabbi Yeshua said slightly more than 100, meaning slightly more than 99 chulin against one truma. Rabbi Yaisi ben Meshulam Aymer va'oid kav lameya sa shtus lam dameya. Rabbi Yaisi ben Meshulam said that this slightly more that we're talking about is a kav, which is 1/6 of a saw for each 100 saw, and that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechtas Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Yeshua Aymer, Te'enim Shchayres, Malos Es HaLevanos, Levanos Malos Es HaShchayres. Rabbi Yeshua said that if a white fig of Truma fell into a mixture of 100 black and white figs of Chulin, it is bottle, even though one knows for certain that the Truma fig is white. The black figs still combine with the white ones to render the Truma fig bottle. Igule devela, hagadolim malim es hakatanim, vakatanim malim es hagadolim. The same is true if a black fig fell into a mixture of blacks and whites, or a small fig cake fell into a mixture of large and small cakes, which total 100 times its volume, or if a large cake fell into such a mixture, or if a square cake fell into a mixture of round and square cakes, or if a round cake fell into such a mixture. The same law would apply. That is why the Mishnah says, Ho igulim malin es hamal binim, v'mal binim malim es haigulim. Reb Eliezer forbids this. He requires 100 times of that same exact kind. Reb Akiva Omer, B'yadua man nafla, ein mailos zu es zu. Reb Akiva said that if one knows for certain what kind of truma it was, then the other kind does not combine to make it bottle. U'kesheena yadua man nafla, mailos zu es zu. If one does not know, then both kinds do combined to be mevatalit, and that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Trumas, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tes, Ketzad, Chamishim Te'enim Shchayres v'Chamishim Levanos, Nafla Shchayra, Shchayres Asuras v'Levanos Mutaros. Therefore, according to Rebbe Akiva, if a black Truma fig fell into a mixture of 50 blacks and 50 whites, the blacks become forbidden, since one of them is truma, but the whites are permitted. Nafla levana, levana sasurus, ushchayrus mutars. If a white truma fig fell in, the whites become forbidden, but the blacks are permitted. B'she'ena yadua ma nafla, ma'ilais zu es zu. If the color of the truma fig is unknown, the 100 chulin fig combine to make it battle. U'bezu Reb Eliezer machmer, v'Rebbe Yehoshua mekel. In this case, Reb Eliezer is more machmer, he's more strict, and Rabbi Yeshua is more lenient, as explained in the previous Mishnah we had. And that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechtas Trumos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud, Ubezu, Reb Eliezer Mekel, Rabbi Yeshua Machmer. However, in the following case, Reb Eliezer is lenient and Rabbi Yeshua is stringent. Bidairis Litra Kitzias, Api Hakad, Ve'ina Yedea Ezohu, Reb Eliezer Omer, Rein Iso Kitlahin Prudais, Vatachtainis Ma'alois Esol Yainis. Reb Eliezer said, if a person crushed a measure of truma figs into the top of a barrel of crushed figs, and then forgets which barrel he put it in. So Reb Eliezer said that even though he knows that the truma figs are on the top of the barrel, the entire barrel combines toward the 100 necessary to make it bottle. Reb Yehoshua Omer, lo tala ad sheyu sham mea kadim. Reb Yehoshua said that the bottom of the barrel does not combine since he knows it is not there. Therefore, it is permitted only if there are 100 other barrels. And that is the end of Mishnah Yud. Masechtas Trumois, Perek Dalet Mishnah Yaralov. So Truma Shenafla al Pimagura Ukva, Rebellia Zaimem Yesh Bekofui, Meyasa Tala Be'echrumeya. If a measure of Truma fell onto a pile of wheat, even if the owner scooped out the top of the pile, thus showing that he did not view the Truma as mixed up with the entire pile, Reb Eliezer still says that the entire pile counts towards the 100 necessary to make the Truma bottle. Reb Yoshua Aymer Lotale. Reb Yoshua said it does not, since he knows that the Truma is definitely not at the bottom of the pile. So Truma Shenaflo al pi Magura Ikapenu. If a measure of Truma fall onto a pile of wheat, one must scoop it out. V'im kein lama amru truma oila be'echru meya, b'she'ena yadua im b'alulais hein o la'ayinafla. If so, when does the leniency of batal in 100 apply? The answer is when one does not know if it was mixed together with the rest of the pile, or one does not know where in the pile it fell. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Aleph. Masechtas Trumais, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. Shtei Kupais u'shtei Megureis Shenafla Sa Truma L'Toich Achas Mehem Ve'en Yadu La'ezim Hem Nafla Malais Zu Es Zu. If there are two boxes of produce, each of which contains 50 saw, and a saw of truma falls into one of them, but he does not know which the two combine towards the 100 necessary to make the truma bottle. Reb Shimon Aymer Afilu Heim B'Shtei Ayaras Ma'alei Zu Azu. Reb Shimon said that this is true even if the two boxes are in two different cities. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Beis. Masechtas Truma, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Amar Reb Yosi, Maisa Bo Lefnei Reb Akiva, B'chamishim Agudas Shel Yerek, Shenof La'achas Mehen L'Teicha, Chetze Truma, V'amarti Lefan of Tala. Reb Yosi said that a case came before Reb Akiva in which there were 50 bundles of vegetables, and then one bundle that was half Truma and half chulin got mixed among them. Reb Yosi then said before Reb Akiva that it should be batal. Lo sha ha truma tala b'chamishim ve'echad, ela sha yisham meya u'shnei chatzayim. Reb Yosi replied, not because 50 is enough for batal, but because there were 100 half bundles of chulin against the half bundle of truma. And that's the end of Mishnah Yud Gimel.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.